This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have another conversation about faith. And our passion on this program is to explore faith and its transformative power in the lives of believers. We will be interviewing people on this program who are willing to share their faith journey. How did they come to faith in Jesus Christ, and when did they first know and experience the living God? And we'll also discuss some of our favorite scripture and Bible stories. You can now download the podcast to this program on iTunes, and you can hear them all on the WCHV.com website. Last week, we had a very powerful program. My friend Mike Ferruggio shared his testimony on the program, and we walked through the importance of really having your faith and hope fixed on God and God alone, and how man can sometimes let you down, but God will never let you down. We also have an email address for this program. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Well, back with us on the program today, we have my friend Greg Dickerson is with us. Greg is a real estate entrepreneur in Charlottesville. He's seen the highs and lows and the great days and the sunny days and the cloudy days in real estate. We're going to have a conversation about one of my favorite topics. It's a topic that the Lord really placed on my heart recently. We're going to talk about forgiveness, the importance of forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. And before we get to Greg, I'm going to share with you some of what we call our victory verses. So these are scripture verses right from the Bible. I'm going to read these to you, and they are all regarding forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. So here we go with our victory verses. First one, Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Next one is Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Next, we have the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Next, we have Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Next, we have Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. And our last two, this one comes from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 59 and 60, regarding Stephen. When they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. And finally, Luke 23, verses 33 and 34. When they came to a place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a discussion about the power of forgiveness. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 6th annual Neighbors for Neighbors National Food Drive Initiative is underway. You're asked to go to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and make a non-perishable food item donation, or you can go online at brafb.org. The Alliance for Interfaith Ministries invites you to their Chili Cook-Off, November 15th from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Charlottesville. The Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale will be November 8th through the 16th. At the Gordon Avenue Library in Charlottesville from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. each day. The 6th annual Harvest Bazaar at Zion United Methodist Church in Troy will be November 8th from 9 until 2. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my friend Greg Dickerson, and we're having a conversation about the power of forgiveness. Greg, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, forgiveness, very powerful. Talk to me about the importance of forgiveness in your life.
Yeah, those were some, you know, great scriptures that you read out, and there's so many stories and illustrations, you know, in the Bible about forgiveness. But, you know, for us, you know, every day out there in the business world, you know, especially in real estate, it's a highly emotional business. It's a relational business. So there's always things that happen. And being a builder, you know, in my career, as well as a realtor and an investor, you know, you find yourself in a lot of situations where things can get sideways real quick. It could be simple things of a document with typed or something, or somebody misspeaks, or just whatever. You know, things happen, and it's real easy for us to get, you know, bent out of shape and take things personally and you know, want to harbor that. But, you know, when it comes to forgiveness, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with somebody, and I think you and I talked about it not too long ago, and his question was, you know, can there be forgiveness if the other person doesn't ask for it? So, you know, something can happen to us that we take offense to, and other people may not even know it. And, you know, so the real question begs, you know, does there need to be a repentance on the part of the other person? Do they need to come to you and ask for that forgiveness in order for that process and that healing to take place? And, you know, you can take that, you know, onto a number of deeper levels in different circumstances. But, you know, for me, it always comes back to, you know, myself and my own pride. You know, I think where conflict happens and where, you know, we get our feelings hurt, a lot of times it just comes back to pride. Mm-hmm. You know, we take offense to things that probably shouldn't offend us just because we think so much more of ourselves than we ought. And, you know, there's scriptures about that as well. So, you know, for me, forgiveness is the process of humbling yourself. Mm-hmm. And in order to move forward and to heal and to improve, you know, circumstances in your life and situations to move on and move forward, you know, you have to be able to humble yourself in order to forgive, to move forward and move on.
Let's talk about for a second. You touched on something there that I want to explore a little bit deeper, is the idea of forgiving somebody who hasn't even asked for forgiveness. And I want to walk you through a scenario that I had recently. I won't get super specific on this, but I received a message from the Lord, and the Holy Spirit told me about a meeting that I was going to go in recently, and he really told me the importance of forgiving in advance. I didn't know what was going to come in this meeting, but the message that I received was that you need to be able to forgive in advance. So I went into a business meeting with forgiveness in advance, laid out on the table. And I am so grateful for and thankful for receiving that message, because I basically walked into a business meeting that turned into, you know, kind of a mutiny type thing. It was a little bit of an ambush. It was, it was a kind of a really sharp elbow type meeting. I'm not going to get real specific, but if I didn't have the spirit of forgiveness, I'm not sure how I really would have handled that. And in fact, before I really came to a deep understanding of the Lord, before I really grew in my faith, I'm really not sure at all how I would have handled a meeting that went like that. But I found that having the spirit of forgiveness, and they didn't ask for any forgiveness. I just walked in with, you know, I the Lord kind of, again, told me something was going to happen, and you're going to be walking in with a spirit of forgiveness. And I was at in a situation there in that room where I was in an extreme level of peace. And that had to be supernatural, because if it was a situation where I hadn't received guidance from the Holy Spirit, I just know myself that there would have been, well, let me hit these words that Ephesians chapter 4 talks about. There would have been bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, other forms of malice. That's what Ephesians 4 talks about. But then Ephesians 4 goes on. It says, get rid of those things. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. And so, if you're really going to walk out your faith, live out your faith, you know, you and I, we talk about faith all the time. We study the scriptures together. We pray together. But when the rubber meets the road, right there in life, are you able to, you said the key word, are you able to humble yourself and offer forgiveness to somebody who's essentially just, you know, I'm not saying stolen from you, but done something really, really tough to you? Are you able to offer that forgiveness? And when you're able to do that, I mean, Christ modeled that out on the cross, right? They crucified him. And two chapters before that, you read, they found that he had done no wrong, yet they crucified him. And at the same time, he's hanging on the cross. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. So, I mean, he gave us the model. The only thing, and I'm about to hand this back to you, is the only thing is that when you come from the sports world, which I come from, it's just, you know, your mind has to be completely transformed in order to have a spirit of forgiveness. And so it's
the sports world, do unto others and run or do unto others while the referee's not looking.
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, that's, talking about that situation where the rubber meets the road. Yeah. It's easy to talk about it, right? I mean, we can read the scripture, we can pray, we can show up in church, and we can, you know, think, you know, these things, which is all part of what builds into, you know, transforming your mind so that you can handle these situations. But it all comes back to, you know, that relationship, you know, that we have with Christ and living that out through us to others and reaching that place of being, you know, so humble in love that, you know, you realize and recognize not only do they not know what they do, but we don't know what we do either. Forgive us our trespasses, mm-hmm. as we forgive, you know, others.
The Lord's Prayer.
Right. So it's forgive us our trespasses first in that mm-hmm. prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes first for a reason, because oftentimes, you know, we think we're being wronged, or we think that, you know, somebody is doing something to us that would require forgiveness. But, you know, oftentimes if we look back, if we don't have that attitude that you walked in that meeting with, of the fruit of the Spirit, mm-hmm. you know, love, kindness, patience, gentleness, self-control, the opposite of the Ephesians that you read, you know, that's what can happen. You know, conflict happens, and it's often because we don't get what we want. That's where the conflict comes from. Somebody wants something, they're not getting it, conflict ensues, then there's, you know, hurt feelings, and then, you know, forgiveness has to follow. But if we can humble ourselves, you know, before God, before Jesus, before people, our brothers and sisters in Christ and people that aren't, and come from that approach first and foremost, you know, that's where walking the talk really happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all begins there for me, I think.
Well, and you and I know, after having read the Bible several times and really studied and meditated on God's word, one of the central themes is what the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good. And when you look back in the life of Joseph in the Old Testament, here he was, his father's favorite son. He's almost killed by his brothers, sold into slavery, stripped down naked, sold as a slave. And I'd always remember that in the Bible, he's on the slave blocks being sold. And yet it says, Joseph, he was a successful man. Now, here's a man who's naked being sold into slavery, and it says he was a successful man, but it says that God was with him,
right,
and he
right.
was a successful man. So it sort of redefines your definition of success. But then it goes on, and you know the story of, you know the story, and our listeners know the story of Joseph's life. You know, he goes to a position of prominence. He gets falsely accused of rape, thrown into prison, and he could have all of those items we talked about in Ephesians, bitterness, rage, anger, yet he didn't take any of that on. And he comes out, and I just encourage our listeners to revisit that story in Genesis, but he comes out and basically, you know, through his supernatural gifts, he ends up being a key reason why the Israelites survived.
Right.
And so,
and then,
as he encounters his brothers again, where it could be all kind of bitterness, he says, "What the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good."
Right. He could have, and they were scared when they saw him. They were scared, and he could have done anything he wanted to him, but instead, he forgave them. So when we have those situations, they can make us bitter, or they can make us better.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be right back with Greg Dickerson and a talk about forgiveness.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Charlottesville Swing Dance Society is having a swing dance on November 15th from 7 until 11 p.m. in the Municipal Arts Center on Hydraulic Circle. The Alliance for Interfaith Ministries is hosting a chili cook-off November 15th from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Charlottesville. The Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale is going on now through November 16th at the Gordon Avenue Library in Charlottesville from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. The Junior League of Charlottesville will be hosting their 11th annual Mistletoe Market on Sunday, November 23rd from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Boar's Head Inn. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, back with us is Greg Dickerson, and we're having a discussion about the power of forgiveness. It's something that has been so humbling to me, and the Lord has put it on my heart, and you know what? He's given me so many opportunities to practice forgiveness. Now, there's two sides of forgiveness. You know, we can offer forgiveness to others, which is hard to do. It's important to do. And let's stay on that for a second. But the other side is to say you're sorry and ask for forgiveness ourselves. But if we don't forgive one another, as that Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 was talking about, you and I are no strangers to spiritual warfare and attacks by the enemy. And you and I believe concretely, in John 10:10, where Jesus says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then Jesus goes on to say, but I have come to give you life to the full and overflowing and abundant life. So if you want that overflowing life, You have to be aware of what the enemy is trying to do. And if the enemy can get you all gummed up and get you into a state of bitterness and rage, my good friend Neil Sansevich would tell you that that's going to end up being a door point for the enemy to kind of work his way into your life if you don't deal with your rage and your anger. And so it's so important that by forgiving one another, offering that forgiveness that I found in my own life, when you do that as Christ modeled out for us, it allows those attacks of the enemy, they just bounce right off of you. Right. And then the enemy can't get at you.
Right, right. And, you know, you've used the term rabbit hole before in some of your talks.
Yes.
And, you know, some distinctions to draw here. So, yes, it's absolutely important. If you feel like you've wronged somebody, go to them immediately, right away. Don't let the sun go down on a day if you feel like there's somebody out there that you need to reconcile with. That's huge. It's very important, especially your spouse or your family.
Mm-hmm.
They say never go to bed on bad feelings. But in all your relationships, whatever there is, if you've done something, just own up to it and just ask forgiveness. Whether they forgive you or not, you've asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just aren't going to. Some situations are difficult, but, you know, if you put yourself out there and ask for it, that's all you can do. You know, God will take care of the rest. God reconciles all accounts. And on the other side of the coin, if you feel like somebody's wronged you, I would absolutely not recommend going to that person and asking, you know, or seeking their forgiveness, you know, of that situation, or trying to get them to ask for forgiveness of you. Because a lot of times, you know, you think somebody did something. You talk, and I'm getting to the enemy attack thing. You know, you think or you feel like somebody may have done something, and they have no clue or no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, you know, that wasn't their intention. That wasn't what they were doing. And when you talk about enemy attacks, what a lot of people out there listening may not understand what that is. You know, a lot of times that's thoughts that are planted in your head. You know, that's how the enemy, you know, gains ground and gets entry into our lives, is through our thoughts in our
mm-hmm.
mind. That little seed, that little thought is planted, and then, you know, it goes down that rabbit hole that you talk about and becomes, you know, destruction. So, you know, it begins with an offense. Somebody doesn't get something they want. You know, we start dwelling on that, thinking about it. We don't reconcile that account. We don't ask for forgiveness. We don't offer forgiveness. And then that thought all of a sudden becomes anger. Anger turns into rage. And next thing you know, it's just venomous, and it just keeps going from there. And it just eats you alive, you know, and holding on to that and harboring that is the equivalent of, you know, drinking poison and expecting somebody else to get sick. I mean, it just really makes absolutely no sense.
Well, let's encourage our listeners, and maybe you and I can make this commitment to each other on this show right now, but let's, within the next hour, let's pick up the phone of somebody that we think we probably need to say we're sorry to. Let's pick up the phone and reconcile with somebody and just say, hey, you know, whoever it is, I'm sorry, and I ask for your forgiveness. What I did was wrong, and I know I hurt your feelings, or whatever the case may be. And I particularly want to appeal to family members, because, boy, the enemy, the one thing he likes to do is to isolate family members. He likes to get Greg Dickerson, not talking, and you and I are brothers in Christ. He likes to get us, get something between us, wedge us apart, get us not talking. That's a win for the enemy. And so if there's any of our listeners who maybe they haven't talked to their brother, their sister, their parents, or their children, whatever it is, maybe it's been a period of time, just pick up the phone, humble yourself, and offer an apology and say, you know, I'd love to get together with you for a cup of coffee, but at least start with the stepping point of I'm sorry, and humble yourself. Because as you mentioned, that word is so important. That humble part is that God says in the Bible that he shows grace and favor to the humble.
Yeah, God loves a humble heart. And, you know, there's so much freeing power in what you just said, in forgiveness and in mending that relationship. And again, you know, it may be rejected by the other person. It may not be received right now.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of what happens in that moment, that seed is planted and they will go away and think about it. But forgiveness, really, it's a selfish thing. It's really for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we take that step of humbling ourselves before other people and before mm-hmm. God, and we offer our forgiveness up, and we accept, you know, the offer of forgiveness from others, you know, there's just so much power and freedom in that. It really can change your life, that one thing. I mean, I know people that have carried grudges and harbored burdens their entire lives, and it literally becomes an idol in their life. It controls and destroys their life. And, you know, that's the enemy attack you're talking about. That's what the enemy wants.
And let me tell you another story. Take that theme just a little bit further. This is probably 3 years ago. I was close friends with another. I have twin boys that play lacrosse. And if you're into the lacrosse world, every weekend you're out somewhere on the travel circuit. You're at Annapolis, Baltimore, Gettysburg. You're at a lot of these places up north, down south. You know, you have some, you go to Virginia Beach. But every weekend you're at a tournament somewhere. And so I had traveled with this other lacrosse father for probably 5 years, and we had become really close friends, somebody I always enjoyed looking up and spending time with. Well, something happened, and there was, an issue between us. And we probably went 6 months, almost a year, and it felt awful. You know, it was one of those kind of relationships. He'd see me coming, and, you know, I know he would kind of go the long way to the restroom so he wouldn't have to run into me. And finally, I picked up the phone, and I said, "Hey, man, I just want you to know that I'm sorry about, you know, what happened between us, and I know I must have done something wrong." And what was funny is before I could finish saying I was sorry, he said, "You know, I've been thinking about calling you too, but I just haven't had the chance to call you. And, we need to let all that go, and we need to continue to be friends." And what the lesson there was that sometimes you just have to take the first step. And us as believers and people that are, really into our faith, and if we just take that first step, we can reconcile and we can live out our lives as Christ modeled out for us. And we can, you know, the Bible says, "Let your light shine before men so that they will see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so it's that shine. If you really believe that, if that's something that is a part of you, then you'll have no problem taking that step.
Exactly. And that's where the verse, "Faith without works is dead." Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say it's not about what you do, it's not about actions, it's not about those things, but it is. You know, as Christ followers, we are called to lead by example. And, you know, it's not what we say, it's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So the real act of evangelism, you know, a lot of people think of evangelists as speakers. At the end of the day, when you're done giving that speech, when you're done giving that talk, when we're done with this radio show, people are going to look at you and say, "Okay, Jeff Gaffney, what did you do when you left here, when you got in the car and that guy cut you off?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, "What did you do when that business deal went sideways with Greg?" You know,
right.
"How'd you handle that?"
Right.
You know, "When it cost you some money,"
mm-hmm.
you know, "When it cost you, you know, an opportunity," you know, when there's real expense and there's real loss on the line, then what did you do? So that's what people are looking at. And as Christians, we are called to, we're not perfect, but we are called to try to work a little bit harder, you know, to make sure we lead by that example so we can be that light in the darkness.
And the other thing, and you and I haven't even had a chance to touch on this, but our children are watching everything we do. And we want our children to be compassionate and forgiveness. And at the end of the day, you have to ask, have you modeled that for them? Greg Dickerson, thank you so much for being on the show. I'll have to get you back again, man.
Enjoyed
You're like
it.
A regular
you
on this
me.
Program.
I've enjoyed it.
Everybody have an awesome Sunday. We'll see you next week. Make sure you check out the Everyday Faith podcast. Thank you so much for joining. Have a blessed day.